Good morning. Happy to have you along this Sunday morning. This is the Public Affairs Show. I'm Radar from the morning show on 99.1 The Mix. And you're also hearing Public Affairs as you do every Sunday morning on our sister stations. And that includes 103.7 KISS FM, Hot 105.7, and our sports station, AM 1250 The Fan. You can also listen on the Odyssey app on your smartphone. So if you're at the gym somewhere and you're listening to The Mix, you've got the Sunday morning Public Affairs Show. And this week, Gail Cullen is checking in once again. And Gail is the chair of the Steve Cullen Healthy Heart Club Run Walk. And Gail, the run walk was virtual last year.
But
there's good news because this year it's a little bit different, right?
Well, we're offering virtual still because, as we all know, we still are dealing with COVID in its many variations. Sure. So that is always an option. In fact, even going forward, I think we'll always offer that in case people are out of state and want to still join us in spirit. So we're going to keep up the virtual option. However, we are returning to the in-person actual race day event on February 12th. So I'm very excited to offer that option this year. We'll look a little bit different, of course, because of COVID,
sure.
but we are going to get together, darn it.
Yeah, you got to get everybody together, absolutely. And of course, you run it in February, and February is Heart Health Month, so that's awesome. Where is the race going to be?
It's the same place where it's been for 25 and a half years now. It's the Underwood at Willoway Clubhouse, it's called. It's a county grounds, which are kind of, if you know where Swan Boulevard and
sure.
And the Menominee River Parkway, that's where the park is. So it's Hanson Park, that you can't miss it. There's all kinds of police vehicles and people directing you in and everything. But the actual address is 10602 Underwood Parkway in Wauwatosa.
It's a pretty big run if you're going to have security and police directing people. That's great.
Well, yeah, we've got to close off a couple of roads to make sure we can get. There's a 2 mile version, but there's also an 8K, which is roughly 5 miles. So in order to get that kind of a route going, we actually have to close off a couple of streets for not too long. I always warn the neighbors that it's coming, so they know they have to move their cars early if they have to get out during the time that the run is going on. But we do have to close off a couple of streets to make room for the runners. So.
And where can someone register for the Heart Health Run? This year it's also virtual, but you're back in person as well. Again, it's the Steve Cullen Healthy Heart Club Run Walk. Where can people register?
The easiest way to do it, Radar, is to just go to cullenrun.com. Real easy. There's all kinds of links there that'll take you right to the registration page, and then you can pick whatever option you want. If you want to choose virtual, or if you want to be in person, or at the Wauwatosa WAC if you don't like the cold weather, which I can understand. And I don't know it'll be cold, but, you know, we like to give options.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. And registration goes up until the day of race, or what are some of the dates we have to look for here?
Well, there are a couple that are kind of important. If you register by January 31st, so by the end of January, then you're guaranteed a beautiful long sleeve, nice running shirt, a Tech running shirt. If you register after that, I can't guarantee shirts just because we have to order them on February 1st. So that's the first date that's kind of key. If you like your T-shirts, get it in there by January 31st. Otherwise, you have up until the Tuesday before the race. So I'm looking at the calendar real quick here. I believe that's the 8th, but let me make sure I don't want to misspeak here. Yes, February 8th at midnight, the online registration closes. So you've got until February 8th to go online and register. But even after that, if you decide on the 9th or 10th or 11th that you just want to come out and do it, and you haven't registered yet, we will have race day registration. So you can sign up even the day of the run. You can come out.
And this is a big year for the Steve Cullen Healthy Heart Club Run Walk. Gail Cullen, chair of the Steve Cullen Healthy Heart Run Walk, is on the phone with us here in our Sunday morning public affairs. What's the big deal about this year, Gail?
Well, this is, officially it's 26, but we're not saying that. Because last year being virtual,
right.
That would have been our 25th anniversary, and I hated to not be able to celebrate it better. So this is officially the 25th anniversary. So for 25 plus years, we have been doing this run and walk and raising almost $550,000 now for heart research and education. So
that's amazing. That is so amazing what you have been doing. And it's the 25th anniversary. Are there any other prizes? I know you mentioned the shirt, the long sleeve shirt and stuff, but there anything else that's going on race day?
We have some amazing, we have a silent auction that we started, I think started doing it maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And this year, I mean, the donors have come out like crazy. We have so many cool things to offer people, wonderful coffee packages, spa kind of packages, all kinds of Brewers, Bucks, Admirals, UWM Panthers packages. We even have a really cool autographed Giannis Antetokounmpo framed print of his. So, you know, we've got some really cool stuff going on, even beyond the run itself. But if you're interested in any of the neat things, we'll be posting them and having links to them online on our website and on the I don't know about the registration site, but certainly on our cullenrun.com website, we'll post them so you can get an idea of what some of those are ahead of time. And what we're going to do is, because it's COVID, we're limited to the number of people that we can have in the building at one time.
Okay.
So we got to kind of keep people moving through. But what we'll do is we'll offer the auction items even at packet pickup, shirt pickup, the 2 days before the run. So on the 10th and 11th, when you pick up your shirt, they'll be all those items will be there, and we'll have a buy it now feature. If you like something so much you don't want to really bid on it, you just want to take it home, you got it. If you pay the price, we'll be happy to have that money, which will all go toward research again.
That's wonderful. And speaking of being inside at the Steve Cullen Healthy Heart Club Run Walk, again, 25th anniversary. Not only is a silent auction there, but I'm seeing about the Cullen's famous chili. Can you describe this famous chili situation here?
We kind of figured if people are bold enough to come out in whatever Milwaukee's weather offers on February whatever date, that they ought to have something at the end to warm up with. And
sure.
So that's why we started this chili affair, where we give people bowls of chili at the end. Now, this year it's going to be a little different because of COVID and because of the restrictions on the building, but we will be able to get people to kind of come through the building, grab a cup of chili in a to-go cup, and be able to either take it home or eat it then and there, but probably take it outside because we can't have more than 90 people in the building. So it's a little bit different, but we're still going to have our chili and a few, you know, oyster crackers and water and fruit and stuff like that to have people grab at the end of the race as well.
What a great idea to have that chili going there. It sounds awesome.
The chili.
Yeah, right. It sounds like a great day. And again, this is Gail Cullen, the chair of the Steve Cullen Healthy Heart Run Walk. It's been going on well for 25 years, calling it the 25th anniversary this year. Registration, you can do that right now. Do it before January 31st at cullenrun.com. And that's where you get the T-shirt, right? Or the long sleeve shirt, I should say.
Absolutely.
If you register before January 31st, right, Gail?
Yeah, absolutely. And if you register before January 31st, or actually if you go to the site and make a donation, either that there or on our Facebook site, again, Cullen Run, if you look for the Cullen Run, you'll find it. If you make a donation of up to $100, you get free registration. So you're doing, you know, supporting a good cause, and you get free registration. So that's another way to help the cause and also get yourself a nice T-shirt and a free registration.
Those are some great goodies the runners or walkers can look forward to as well. Again, it's Saturday, February 12th at 10 a.m., Willow Way Underwood Parkway in Wauwatosa. So you can do it virtually, but there's also the option of doing it in person. And I think a lot of us have learned that, you know, we can still get together, just have to be cautious and make sure that because of COVID that we're not, you know, filling up and getting too close, and we're wearing a mask where we need to be wearing a mask. And that way events like this can go on and also be virtual for other people, but not just virtual, not solely virtual, because it's nice to be out and run and be out with other people and also be a part of something like this. Gail Cullen, who's the chair of the Steve Cullen Healthy Heart Club Run Walk. Let's talk a little bit of history now. We know the event's coming up, and we know it's for heart health and stuff, but for those who aren't familiar, how did this run come about, and how has it impacted you in the past?
Well, as the name implies, it's named after my husband, who was 40 years old when sudden cardiac arrhythmia claimed him. So my kids were little bitty kids at the time. They were ranging in age from 9 to 3. I have 4 daughters. Well, all 4 of them are now adult women and have children of their own. And my grandchildren now run and walk with us at the race every year. And the reason for doing it, for getting together, was, you know, to try to do something positive out of a very tragic, quite honestly, situation, losing Steve at such a young age, and our young family was tremendously impacted. And we're not the only ones. Heart disease is still the number one killer of people in the United States, men and women. So, you know, it affects so many people. We decided we should try to do something to turn a little bit of a positive from a negative. So what we did is we actually went out the first year, just on Steve's birthday, which was in January, we went out, and just a couple of friends and family members went out in the neighborhood and just ran in his honor. And then my brother-in-law, David Cullen, said, you know, we should do this again next year and just see if we invite people. You know, maybe we'll get a few people, raise a few bucks, and we can put it toward heart research or education. It was like, I think that's a great idea. Well, I was shocked. We had 162 people that first year. I was flabbergasted, and it has grown and grown ever since. Now, the highest year, we had almost 1,000 runners, and that's whittled down since then, just because I think people are finding other things to do. You know, running in general is just not as huge of a sport, I guess, as it once was, but we still get about 500 runners and walkers, and another 100 or so volunteers. So it's a really nice event. And like I said, all the money raised goes absolutely to heart research at the Medical College of Wisconsin. So we know that we're supporting the doctors and the scientists that are actually doing the work. In fact, a number of them come to the run every year because they have been the recipients of the research money, and they're giving back by participating in the run and walk as well. So it's a really really special, unique way to make a positive impact on a disease that's really impacts so many of us.
Yeah, that's incredible that all the money goes to heart research, that the researchers and scientists and doctors have found you know, different things. And helping them do that research will help them find different ways that, hey, you know, this is a healthy way to treat your heart. And it's not just about, you know, taking care of your heart and making sure you're running and eating and taking care of things like that. But Steve was a healthy man of 40 years old when this tragedy occurred. And it also helps to get checkups with your doctors. And is there any other, you know, questions that you would ask, or you would, you know, have people maybe mention to their doctors, you know, if they think, hey, I'm in pretty good shape here, you know, what kind of other factors can go along with heart disease?
Well, you know, I think, you know, we all have heard the litany of things, as you just mentioned, sort of, you know, eating healthy and trying not to eat too much red meat, and, you know, trying to stay in shape. All those things, of course, are wonderful things to try to help care for your heart. But I would suggest, if you have any kind of issues within your family history, certainly to keep up with that and make sure that your doctor is aware of that. My eldest grandson, who is 10, is now playing sports, so he's into basketball and all that, on teams and stuff. And a couple of weeks ago, he was having some issues where he was telling his mom, "My heart hurts when I play." I was like, oh my gosh, red flag.
Right, yeah, imagine.
Yeah, it turned out he's fine. It turns out he had a little bit of an inflammation, basically, but it was like, you know, something that could be cleared up with medicine, and he was fine. But it's one of those things that, because of the heart health situation within our family, sure, that immediately was to get him to the doctor, make sure the doctor knows the heart history, and just keep on top of that. You know, there's no reason. We're all, I think, sometimes a little anxious about, you know, going to the doctor, or thinking, am I overdoing it? I'm being a hypochondriac if I ask about something. You know, that's what doctors are there for. They're there to help you. So absolutely go, and if you have any concerns, or if you have any heart health issues in your family, make sure your doctors are aware of that as well, just in case anything would come up, that they can refer back to that and maybe do a little bit deeper dive in terms of whatever might be going on with your physical health.
I bet you like to think that Grandpa Steve was watching out for him, too.
Yeah. My grandkids, of course, none of them got to meet their grandfather ever, but they know this is Grandpa Steve's run, so they're out there every year, believe me. It's a big event for our family, but again, for so many families, because this is not something that only affected the Cullen family. There are so many people, probably just about anybody you know, that some way has been impacted by heart health or heart disease. So it's really an important event to raise that money and do what we can to promote the research to hopefully find, if not cures, at least find ways of better diagnosing heart disease.
Sure.
Or right now one of the doctors, one of our Cullen scholars, is working on COVID research related to heart disease and looking at how is COVID potentially impacting people in terms of their heart health, which is a huge thing. COVID's affecting us in many, many ways, and we've heard so much about the long-term effects of COVID. Well, one issue can be impacting your heart and your lungs, and so doing the research to try to figure out what that is and how we can address those issues is really, really important.
It's super important, and it's awesome that you have helped start up the Steve Cullen Healthy Heart Club Run Walk. It's Gail Cullen, the chair of the Run Walk. And Gail, I imagine that when this run started, this was almost kind of like something that the Run Walk, when you created it, was almost a way for you to heal as well when tragedy hits in a family.
You know, it really has been a wonderful event, and it has helped our family, like I said, focus on something positive that is an outgrowth of losing Steve, but something mm-hmm. that's positive as a result of that. And to see it now, my adult daughters are now helping to run this event and doing the social media for it and cooking the chili and organizing all that, so they're all very much involved in it. And now their kids, my grandkids, are also involved and promoting it even at school among their classmates that they should come out and do Grandpa's Run. And so it's really a beautiful thing that has resulted from something that was a tragedy.
It's wonderful that you have taken that. Yeah, you have a tragic situation, but you really poured it in. And like you said, it is very important and interesting that you say, you know, it's not just for us. You know, yes, our name is on it, but you're here to help others. And I think that, you know, to hand that to others, to do good for others, I mean, that's what we're always looking for in this world. So thank you so much. And to your family, too, for running this. I know it's probably, pretty crazy this time of year when, you know, the registrations are coming in and you're trying to, you know, get all the planning down. And it takes a village. It takes a whole family to do something like this. But again, we're talking with Gail Cullen, chair of the Steve Cullen Healthy Heart Club Run Walk. And it happens Saturday, February 12th at 10 a.m. It's in person, or you can also do it virtual. Plus, there's also an indoor option at the Wauwatosa location, according to Gail here. And it's at Willow Way, Underwood Parkway in Wauwatosa. If you want to do the run, head over to the website, cullenrun.com. Get your registrations in so you're guaranteed a T-shirt by January 31st. There's some great special items, some auction items that you can bid on. There's also the Cullen Chili that will be there that day, too, so you can enjoy that as well. Gail, before we let you go, you mentioned your daughter's running the social media part of this whole thing. It's on Facebook, Steve Cullen Run. Is there any special things people can do with social media? Can they post their pics? Can they hit their hashtags and everything?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we, you know, the more we can get people to sign on and spread the word, the better. And for sure, I know last year we had a hashtag, and I'm thinking it might still be that we'll reuse that one. So hashtag 25 years running. So you want to post something on Twitter with your picture send us something on Facebook. We would love to see you virtually or in person for sure. Either way is wonderful.
And again, that is the Steve Cullen Healthy Heart Club Run Walk Saturday, February 12th at 10 a.m. CullenRun.com if you want to register. Get your registrations in. You can do it virtual. You can do it on site as well. And we've got all this information posted at 991themix.com. Gail Cullen, thank you so much for joining us once again on Sunday Morning Public Affairs.
Absolutely my pleasure. Thank you so much, Radar.